Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So we are more than perfectly delighted to welcome the return of Diana Beresford Kroger. She journeyed from being an orphan raised by druids to becoming one of the world's top medical biochemists, rewedding science and guiding Celtic wisdom in her dedication that we all resolve climate change by humbly cooperating with nature's guiding genius. Her books include The Sweetness of a Simple Life, The Global Forest, Arboretum Borealis, A Lifeline of the Planet, and it goes on and on. Her latest book is To Speak for the Trees, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Future of the Forest. Her website is dianaberesfordkroger.com, and she says, "Radio holds the ear and fires the imagination, so we light our collaborative kinship fires to quell the conflagration." Welcome, Diana Beresford Kroger.
Hello, welcome to you. I'm delighted to be able to be heard by so many people.
Yes, no, it's a wonderful thing. And then just to put a little more divination in, I did look up your birthday astrological chart. There are metaphors for each degree of the zodiac, and the image for your Venus in Leo, with lots of company, is children swinging beneath the shade of a huge oak tree, the borrowed strengths of ancient traditions, the roots of all spiritual traditions in nature mysticism. Isn't that deft?
That's really extraordinary, because I'm the last child of the Castle of Ross. I'm the last child of the O'Donoghue family, and when my family was killed, my inheritance was given to me in the form of wisdom and knowledge.
That's
and
so.
I was 12 years old.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I loved when we spoke earlier today. You said you have a telepathic thread to people, and
yes.
I go, we are convened by that. I love being embraced by your telepathic thread, as all of our listeners are now. And you speak of the triad of the Gaelic world, the body, mind, and soul.
So, yes, yeah, yeah. And in that, if you want to communicate with me, go into silence in your mind.
Mm.
Go into that stillness of silence. There's all kinds of Gaelic words for that. On Sia, Siacon, there are all kinds of Gaelic words for that silent thing you hold within yourself. Then thread it onto me. And you will remember what I say. This is very important, actually, because when I was finished the Brehon Laws, when I was finished doing the Brehon Wardship, I was the last child to be given this ancient knowledge. And I was told by at that time there would be no more after me. I was given the knowledge aus Gaeilge, that means in Irish. And I really kind of didn't believe that. That a child, you know, then I was 15 when I was given all this medical knowledge and knowledge of the laws of Ireland and the laws of the Celtic culture. I didn't believe it, but it has turned out to be true, and it's kind of extraordinary. And I have one of the longest pedigrees in the world. It's called in Gaelic a Brehonus. I have the longest Brehonus, which spreads back into 3,000 years.
No, that's so wonderful. And I can't resist just bringing in a little bit of your chart, because you have irresistible eloquence, and your Saturn quintiles Chiron, which is to translate the ancient traditions of nature mentoring into now, thank you for all of us, into accessibility. And it's also that you have irresistible eloquence. I love the New York Times did that splendid piece, and all praise to your ally, Stuart Bernstein, because he killed us with wonderful things. But it says in that article, before the Times reporter Kara Buckley wrote an article about her, Diana Beresford Kroger told Miss Buckley, "What you must do is lean against a tree before you write the piece." And Miss Buckley did. I love that.
Yeah, she did. And the wisdom of that comes to you. You know, I mean, the funny thing is that you look at yourself in the mirror and you have your own DNA. But a tree's DNA is very, very like yours, except for two bases. That's the only difference. It has all of the other equipment to do all kinds of extraordinary things. And indeed, it does. It does, it does, it does. The most important reaction in the world, that's bar none, is the photosynthetic reaction, and it's happening everywhere today on the planet. What it is, wherever the sun is shining, it shines on the leaves of the trees, and the leaves have got green chlorophyll, and the green chlorophyll somehow can pick up the radiation from the sun, the UV from the sun, and take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and split it into two, into carbon and oxygen. And baby doll, what you're breathing right now, listening to me, is oxygen, because without it you would not live. It comes from the trees and the forest. Hey, that's fantastic.
Yes. And you often speak about how the forest protects the great oceans of the world. Today is Ocean Day. So we're covering everything.
Something. Oh my God, I didn't realize that. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you a story. Let's pretend you have a tree in front of you. Okay, let's pretend any old. It could be a big tree, a wonderful tree, an ancient forest tree. Very few have seen these extraordinary colossals of the world. Well, you know, you dawdle along as a child, okay? And the leaves fall in the autumn and they hit the ground and you think, why is this happening? What the heck is going on here? Why is that tree losing its leaves? Well, there's something else going on in this world. The leaves hit the ground, and then the rain hits the ground, and it dissolves the humic acid and the fulvic acid out of leaves. Now, if you're the gardener like I am, a total lunatic with all my arboreta and everything, you need that humic acid in the soil, and it travels in the soil because it's water-soluble. It's a very large molecule, about 1 million in molecular weight. It goes zoom, zoom, zoom down through the soil and into the rivers and into the lakes and then out into the great oceans of the world. Well, what fulvic acid and humic acid does is really an extraordinary thing. Out in the oceans, especially in California, you've got fabulous, fabulous seaweeds and all kinds of algae out in the ocean. The algae require something really unusual that's common on the land and is in scarcity in the sea, and it's called iron. And fulvic acid picks up iron. Humic acid picks up iron like a big claw, and that in chemistry is called chelation. It's a chelating molecule, and boing, 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 it goes out into the sea. But the algae are looking for that iron, and when they get the iron, they use it as a catalyst for their nitrogenase enzymes. And those nitrogenase enzymes work at night without the sun, and they build protein. And it is only because of the humic acid and fulvic acid they get big and strong and they divide. And that's the feeding foundation of the ocean for all creatures in the ocean, the great whales being at the top of the level. I mean, you could make a child's book out of this, and it's fantastic for a child.
Yeah, no, well, in your prodigious output, and then you assign tasks to whoever's listening as well, and you say, you know, iron without it, we wouldn't have, without the iron from the trees, we wouldn't have whales or porpoises, and then you said, your favorite otters.
Oh, I love otters.
Well, aren't you quite like an otter?
You are quite like an otter.
Yeah, no, they're just so darling, and they're holding hands while sleeping and floating along, and we must protect them. Right. Well, it is, you know, but before us is really the backstage gods are saying, okay, humans, all you have to do is completely redesign the human cultural interface with nature. That's the task right now, and then we'll have some other things for you to do. But that's it, really. And your whole life you've been dedicated to being a cultural ambassador on behalf of what you love, yeah? And so she is. This is Caroline Casey chiming back in. So what you were just hearing was a clip of our beloved Diana Beresford Kroeger. So wonderful. Everything. We're offering her fantastic book, to speak for the trees, my life's journey from ancient Celtic wisdom to a healing vision of the forest for a pledge of $120 or $12 a month. There you go. 800-439-5732. KPFA.org. But we're making this last day of Visionary Activist Fun Drive, you know, a tea party. A tea party. Alan Watts, you know, come on in. Diana Beresford Kroger. Because the theme, we love syncretism. Syncretism is a sacrament. So just brewing all of me and us, you know, this is anarcho-entheo-animism, right? So we are, we've done the last many weeks on Peter Kropotkin and Nestor Makhno, great Ukrainian anarchist, and it reminded me of the essential part of anarchism in our lives, because it is... again, dedicated to participatory. We're offering mutual aid, as we did last week. It's such a beautiful, beautiful book by Peter Kropotkin, you know, written 19th century, quoted by almost all environmentalists, which is the more, you know, life evolves, the more we see collaborative ingenuity. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. And that's for a pledge of $150 or $15 a month. So that's our anarcho. And then we have Diana Beresford Kroger to speak for the trees. That's our animism. And then we'll be playing some clips also from Rachel Harris and her book, Swimming in the Sacred, Wisdom from the Psychedelic Underground, the women that she's talked to who have been guiding entheo journeys for 40 years or more. It's like, oh, there we go. So we're going to honor all of that. But I like the theme, anarcho-entheo-animism, you know, and we are, you know, honoring Rachel Harris, Peter Kropotkin, Diana Beresford Kroger, and their books, Serving as Pledge Magnetizers, right? There we go. And then just a little quirky thing, you know, we love everything speaking to itself. So our astro-mytho guiding chart for today's show has 8 plus Scorpio rising, and it's like, oh, I know that degree. It's a dentist drilling, and I am here with you all, with all of us at our fundraising tea party, metaphoric tea party, having just emerged from 4 hours of dental surgery with Novocaine and ice. I have a bag of frozen peas here, you know, and a little bit of you know, cannabis pain reliever. There we go. So we're all in this dream together. So bear with me. But I'm here because I'm a good sport, right? And so are all of you wonderful listeners. And just to honor what Diana just said, one, she is an otter, right? We just ended with that. You're quite like an otter. And we have more reasons to praise otters now. We go Santa Cruz otter. We are seeing the collective response of marine mammals to go, that's enough of bad manners. There's too many people. Just limit yourselves, you know. And we also are pledging in order to keep that otter safe, right? So put everything there. You know, radio as telepathy is what Diana was saying. I love that. You know, radio is magic. We're meeting backstage here in the invisible realms, and we get to animate visions together. So we are the beings through whom the big dream converses by the agency of synchronicity. So here I am with a bag of frozen peas, and all of us having tea together. So we're about to go into another Diana short clip, but she's so wonderful. And this, let it be, you know, that we're honoring Mars, right? We're honoring positive yang, honoring the goodness in men, you know, and to be healthy, and, you know, all of us reconnecting with the earth. It was Robert Bly years and years ago who said the loneliest person in the world is the man after industrialism, when he's got to leave the land and the vegetables and the babies and husbandry and go like to an office or myriad forms of factory servitude, right? And we're still healing that. So Diana's got something great, and it's a wonderful segue, because she just in the last clip brought up how iron is so important to the ocean, and iron comes from the healthy forest pouring into the ocean. And without iron, we wouldn't have whales or otters or porpoises, right? Iron is sacred to Mars. Many things that we will honor on the other side of, here we go, clip 2, we go into the Muir Woods.
Go into of the Muir Woods. Mae Monroe, who's in charge of the Muir Woods, she's a fantastic woman. She's a tiny little woman, but she's like dynamite. She'll bring you around, and I'll tell you, it's like bringing somebody around a cathedral. You go in there, and they haunt you. They come there, and now I'm going to talk to the men, the male listeners of this program, and the women who have husbands and boyfriends and sons, listen up to this, please. You take these gentlemen into the woods and you start to do a little bit of camping, and you get your gentlemen mostly undressed by the time of the early morning, and please get them out there when the mist is there up until noontime. Those sequoias produce a compound called taxodione, which is in the atmosphere. It is very, very good for the male parts of a man and prevents prostate cancer. And will you please get your gentlemen out there? You don't have to have them totally naked here. No, you don't. And when they are loose clothing on, and their sleeves and their head and their legs exposed, no washing that night. No, you go into the following day and you keep that taxodione on your skin, and that actually causes cancer, the cancer material in the prostate, to commit suicide. So please go and camp. You've got something fantastic at your doorstep. Get in there and do it.
So just to repeat this important public service announcement, Diana, so you take your almost completely naked men into the sequoia tree forest. Is that where you go?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And walk slowly. And look, you know, while I'm about it, let me go the whole 9 yards here.
Yes.
When you're walking, you gentlemen, when you're walking, hold yourself very upright, okay? I want you to breathe deeply so you get the taxodione into the lower part of your lungs, not the upper bronchi, down into the lower part of your lungs, and walk very slowly. And when you are walking, will you please pick up pieces of debris of these trees themselves, like the cones or pieces of a twig or something, and handle them in your hands. Because some of these twigs and you know, left off from the tree will cure flesh-eating diseases. So don't be too clean. I know that's not a bother for a lot of men. They can roll in, you know, they roll in the dirt. But a lot of gentlemen are very, very clean and very precise. Don't be so darn precise in these woods. Go and hog in there and get yourself with lots of taxodione on your body. And I'll tell you something, because I would be so happy if you would do that. Because my research, I've done a huge amount of research on cancer research. Please do that. I'm the person who made the tissue transplanting and all of those kind of organ transplanting. I've done the background for oxygenation in that. So I kind of know what I'm talking about. So please do it. For me. Do it just for me.
No, that's so wonderful, and I just want to tie it to everything, because when I first hosted you, I can't remember, way back, I think this is our maybe third or fourth time, but the things I said, you live in my inner council always as a reference, and you'd said, you know, walk into a pine forest, you always come out smarter because of the aerosols, Yeah.
Let's talk about the pines now, because in California you've got wonderful pine trees too. And now for the ladies, and also the gentlemen, but mostly the ladies, because women have got a lot of breast cancer these days because of pesticides and God knows so on. And actually the smoke fumes will carry pesticides on them right now. So that's why you're asked to wear a mask. So, but go into the pine trees again. And now you relax, and you go in for the minimum amount of time of 15 minutes. Please do that. And what you have in the air, now you have to have temperatures in the 80 degrees to have the pinenes, aerosols are produced in the airways around the trees, and it's alpha pinene and beta pinene. And what you have to do is, if possible, not wash yourself the day before, so that you've got kind of a bit of an oily skin on you, And the alpha pinene and beta pinene go into the oil in your skin, into the sebaceous glands in your skin, then into your cardiovascular system, and it speeds in your cardiovascular system, and it gives you a protection, listen to this now, to all cancers for the next 30 days. Now, if you were living in California, I would advise you on every day in every month, that's 12 months in the year, to take a trot around your super valuable pine trees, the Bishop's Pine and all those different pine trees you have, once a month, and you get a protection to cancers.
There we have it from Diana Beresford Kroger. This is Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist Show. Diana is so profound and darling, right? So we're pledging for otters and pinene and rehealing our connection with the earth and the great beings that we often host on the Visionary Activist Show. And I see we're being a little too fascinating because we're not yet on the pledge board. There we go. So it would be wonderful to have, you know, we love Anonymous. We're crazy about Anonymous. To show up, you know, $5, $10, whatever amuses you, a surprisingly large or small amount would be great. We're offering as pledge incentives, magnetizing, Diana Beresford Kroger, one of the great women of the forest, right, who weds, you know, mythology and science. You know, as you know, she was orphaned and raised by Druid uncles and then came to the country, this country, and got myriad degrees, medical degrees and science degrees to re-wed mythology and science, which she's doing fantastically. And she is darling. So they're taxodion, right, in the sequoia forests. You know, she says causes cancer cells to commit suicide. We know that the primary story about cancer cells, inappropriately enthusiastic cells, is that they have lost the capacity to cooperate and have no respect for boundaries. It's a huge reality and metaphor everywhere, right? And so Diana is guiding us back, and her wonderful book, To Speak for Trees, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Forest. So charming. For a pledge of $120 or $12 a month, by calling 1-800-439-5732. 800-439-5732. Pledge for your dogs. Pledge for your near-naked men going through the woods. Pledge for keep the Santa Cruz otters safe as they do their job of just teaching humans manners and thinning the surfing herd a little bit, and the orcas as well, of course, and kinship, and for iron and positive Mars. So it would be, oh, there's somebody there. Okay, we've done it, and it's Steve. Steve in Sausalito. That's great. Thank you, Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist. It's one of my favorite shows ever since it started in 1997. There we go. It's coming up on 27 years on September 5th. KPFA is a great light in the world. I also love the Herbal Highway. Me too. Letters and Politics. Yes, yes. Mitch is a fantastic person. Yeah, and lots of others. Thank you. Thank you. You have broken the spell, and now the gates are open, Steve in Sausalito. That's wonderful. And you deserve to have, we deserve to have this next very short clip. Clip 3. Here we go. As you know, you are Mega Leo, Sun in Leo, next to Vesta, keeper of the hearth, dedicated to community well-being, next to Pluto, on a mission, next to Venus, again, nature, spirit, mysticism, next to Mercury, dashing, mobility, all in Leo, and Jupiter in Leo. All Leo is the heart, right? Leo is the heart.
Leo is the heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, our word charisma comes from charis, from which we get charitable and Eucharist and Cordelia and Shakespeare. So true charisma is a charitable heart. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. You and I should go down the hall sometime and have a good conversation about this.
Yes. I look forward to, you know, more and more. It's the confluencing of allies. We're all in this dream together. Yes, we are. It's us toing and froing, and wonderful. Oh, we can count on Anonymous in Kensington, California. Thank you very much. Most welcome. Again, small donations, large donations, make it witty and surprising, but put dedicated intention, you know, like, may it be for the orcas to be wonderful. May it be that Diana Beresford Kroger's work be ever more influential. We're offering her book, Speak for the Ice, to Speak for the Trees. What a good idea. My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Forest for a pledge of $120. That's wonderful. We're offering Peter Kropotkin's beautiful, beautiful, powerful, I mean, physically beautiful book as well as content, Learning from Animals, you know, Mutual Aid, Cooperation, an essential volume. I leave it out. I open every morning to like, oh, that's right. Oh, thank you, Peter Kropotkin. We're having Kropotkin at our tea party here with Alan Watts and whoever you can think of. So the Mutual Aid, this beautiful book, is yours for a pledge of $150 or $15 a month by calling 800-439-5732, you know, or online, kpfa.org. So let's prime the pump. Steve and Anonymous have started to prime the pump, but let's go so that, you know, that everybody's happy, because we would like windfalls of wherewithal, you know, and it's a crucial, crucial time. You know, we are all in this dream together. And part of the powerful mythological dynamic, and there's a genius article, I won't probably have time to reference it more fully, but it's going to be on my website and everything like that. But a really smart woman, Meg Ellison, Deft Anarcho-Astro-Myth, has written a great review of the Barbie movie and Barbie as Inanna, and it really, really works. And I fully intend to see this movie, having read so many interesting things about it, that to use something imprisoning as a liberating thing, it's like, oh, that's very cool. The movie came out as Venus, Inanna, stationed in the sky. And so each night for us all, we will see Venus sinking lower and lower in the west until we don't see her anymore. She will have her inferior conjunction with the sun, meaning, you know, it's Earth, Venus, Sun. We won't see her on August 13th. You know, and she's gone to the underworld, you know, with Barbie and other, well, we'll play with that, to brew in the underworld to then reemerge as the morning star. This is a crucial cultural time, team, because it's meant to be, you know, both in the Middle East where it's Inanna and in Mesoamerica where it's Quetzalcoatl. It's meant to be, you know, that leadership and culture have gone into the underworld to gather their wits and to free themselves from corruption, to emerge with the heliacal rise of Venus, right? Honored in all cultures as a big, interesting deal, meant to be that wise, non-corrupt leadership be born in each heart. It's participatory. No celebrities, no heroes, no mythic guy. We remember when, you know, Venus was emerging from the underworld, and that's when Cortez shows up, and they mistook the mortal man for the myth. Always a bad idea. Let's make sure we don't do that, because these myths live in us, and if we don't know them, we're even more likely to be possessed, you know. And that's when the former guy was, you know, at his convention was also the heliacal rise of Venus, and the people didn't know the myth, but they mistook the extremely grotesque mortal guy for the myth, right? So all of us, we're gathered here to do important, crucial, discerning, smart cultural magic. Let us not outsource our authority to any bamboozling thing. Certainly not to our desire to not be bamboozled. So often gets people bamboozled. All right, so here we are back now in the mythic news. And let's remind us all. Howard, oh, bless your heart. No, that's not Howard. That's the previous show. Oh, no, I'm hungry. Let us not be hungry ghosts. All right, before we play the Celtic blessing from Diana Beresford Kroger, very lovely, very short, and then we're going to go in, Theo. There are many, at kpfa.org, many, many wonderful thank you gifts and enticements. But really, you know, what we're doing, we're you know, windfalls of wherewithal would be good, you know, and we're not spending money, we're circulating it. You know, again, for what you love and how we gather, and as Diana says, radio as telepathy, so crucial in these times. you know, and to, for progressive good people, and I include myself, all of us, to heal our relationship to money, going, dear money, come build a murmuring swarm in Kefia, his purse, and ours too. You know, we realize you've been hanging out with bad people, but that's not your fault. Here, come out, come hang out with the good. You know, all of our anonymous in Occidental. I love Occidental. Thank you has pledged for to speak for the trees, my life journey from ancient Celtic wisdom to a healing vision of the forest. Thank you, ladies. Do the redwoods do the same as the pines? Love your program, Caroline. Yeah, love, well, love you, Anonymous, and love you, Occidental. All right, we're creeping into flush. There we go. We're creeping into flush, and maybe our last clip from Diana Beresford Kroger. I'll just go through the tempting things, will also, we can really feel this, right? The reciprocal blessing. And that's really part of the idea of pledging and its beauty poker. You know, I give this for circulating. You know, may it go well for you and for you. You know, what is the one way of relating to the world that's guaranteed replenishing and never depleting? And that is blessing. May it go well for you. And we know that authoritarianism runs on grievance. So, you know, and what is the antonym of grievance? You know, it's blessing and gratitude and convivial community and thank you. Even though, well, we'll get to this, you know, being fully informed and still with a kind heart. We'll get to that with our Entheo clips. I think we can fit them all in. So here's clip 4, the little final part of Diana Beresford Kroger giving us a blessing. Again, you can call 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. It would be so wonderful. Oh, look, Anonymous in El Cerrito. Thank you very much. You deserve a blessing for all of us. So here's clip 4 with Diana's blessing. So we're 1 minute out, but would you give us a Celtic blessing?
Oh, I certainly would. Now, this is from about the 5th century in Ireland, and it was used before that. And what this blessing is considered to be a mantle of protection, and this goes on each individual person listening to me right now. I am sending them by telepathy. It is, the words are, Beg Bialat, Agus Gameg Tumyo, Agus Ganairi Tu. And what it means, may God walk with you, may the divine walk with you, Agus Gameg Tumyo, and may you have life within you. Agus Ganairi Tu means, and you rise with purpose with that life.
We rise with purpose with that life. You know, to and fro blessings, and the blessings are substantial. You know, there's a wonderful conversation within all of us right now between Venus, Inanna, descending into the underworld, also the Barbie myth, you know, conversing with Neptune, dreams and vision. The Leo Pisces conversation is, it's not, for all of us, it's not performance, it's dedicated dreaming the desirable world into being in convivial groups. And radio and KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show is a great counsel. And on the other side, it's the Capricorn-Leo conversation. You know, it's the Leo-Pisces-Capricorn conversation going, dreams or visions are especially eager to incarnate into actuality. All of our metaphors for money are all water, cash flow, currency, you know, rising tide. So the money and the dreams are eager here, Visionary Activist Show, here, KPFA, to be guided into irrigating the neighborhood, right? Irrigating the woods and the land. And you know, so many council people who show up here who are, you know, dedicated to exactly what we need to be dedicated to. We're going to play a very short clip from Rachel Harris. And we'll see how we're doing. Oh, there we go. Okay, Delia in Albany. Thank you very much. Pledged also for Mutual Aid and Illuminated Factor of Evolution. Such a good book. Dear Caroline, I send nettle, raspberry leaf, and red clover to this tea party. Thank you. That we may strengthen our ability to ovify. That's right. Okay. Right. Yeah, women can't testify because it comes from testes. Literally, I mean, it does. That's the etymology. I swear by all that's important to me by grabbing my balls. But so we can't testify, but we can ovify, and wonderful Delia is reminding us of that too. Ovify on behalf of all life in our wondrous world. Thank you for your 26 years, actually 27 years of dedication to the Visionary Activist Show. That's good. We're creeping into financial respectability, but we could do a lot more. So let me remind you of the number and the way to participate and the quintile, the magnetizing. Let us all be a quintile, meaning magnetizing, you know, hums of sane, reverent common sense in the collectivity that people can discern. You know, our last radio shows were like, you know, clarifying, no heroes, everyone rising, right? There we go. We're not going to be snookered by our desire to not be snookered. That's great. So many, many, many fantastic gifts or thank you, whatever, from kpfa.org. You can peruse those. They're wonderful. We're featuring these three because I like the, you know, and the entheo, the what is it I like? The anarcho-entheo animism. That's the theme right now. That's what we've been dedicated to in this show for 27 years, but also for today with our wonderful guest clips, right? Diana Beresford Kroger, you know, brings the animism, swimming in the sacred, wisdom from the psychedelic underground. Rachel Harris brings the entheo, and mutual aid, Peter Kropotkin brings the anarcho. So we're just going to have a very short clip. We're going to skip to clip number 6. Oh, great. Board up backstage to see how we're doing. So here's clip 6. Very short.
Why now? Why are the medicines coming now to help us?
Oh, well, you know, without presuming, but just, you know, many, many things. So in the beautiful dance that we're all a part of, Well, one, it's also very specific. I'm just going to bring in a little part of yourself for a moment here. When you are born, Rachel Harris, your sun in Sagittarius, Mars in Sagittarius, at the particular degree of long-term vision to resolve climate crisis, thank you, and it squares your moon in Pisces, right next to little asteroid Vesta. So you're dreaming your weird, which is the reunification of kind of research and outward questing knowledge with deep, deep inward imaginal. And right now, as fate would have it, Neptune in the sky goes around every 165 years, and it is right on your moon. You're having an appointment now. And it does say to the Pisces part of all of us that is embodied in Rachel, you know, Neptune says, I am collective group mind. We're all in this dream together. And I'm talking to you, Rachel Harris, to say that what you hold most dear is increasingly welcome in this collective dream that we're all a part of. So there we go. That's part of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but and it's also wonderful because it's right next to your little Vesta, whose image is a purged clergy officiates anew. It's about purging corruption out of priesthoods. Thank you.
That would be wonderful.
Well, you do. I mean, it's part of your dedication, your liberating dedication, which is standards and insight, and just the best thing in the world to be deeply. You have Scorpio planets, deeply insightful with a kind heart. Like that's the best medicine to see how sketchy and horrible things are, and to embrace it as part of the dream anyway. I mean, anyway, you're doing great. But I also think Uranus in Taurus, nature's evolutionary trickster genius in Taurus, which is about participatory animism. But let me throw it back to you because we're in our last minute, and I have thousands of pages of notes we haven't gotten to. We'll have to do more of this. I love this.
Oh,
but the plants know the world is in trouble and want to help us. So I just give to you the last blessing, wish, insight, the last minute-ish kind of a thing. Mentors, antidote to the dementors. Back to you.
Well, part of my purpose in writing this book is to bring the perspective of these women of a lifetime of working with these medicines, that we don't lose this in the flurry of the research studies and some of the financial hopes and dreams, that we don't lose the voices of these women who really have been coming from the underground and the underworld. We need to hear what they have to say.
There we go. That's wonderful, Rachel Harris. And I have a longer clip that we might not play because we're wanting to enthuse the pledging. This is the last day for Visionary Activist Show Summer Pledge, and we're making it a tea party. We're inviting dead people and living people, and the recently dead as well. You know, we're having Peter Kropotkin, we're having Diana Beresford Kroger, the living, we're having Rachel Harris, and also homage to Sinead O'Connor, who wrote a beautiful thing in the New York Times. She has just gone backstage, but she says, "I come from a tradition of Irish artists where I'm principally concerned with affecting my society. Artists are supposed to act as an emergency fire service when it comes to spiritual conflict, not preaching or telling people what to do, but being a little light that tells us that there's a spirit world." Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your feisty, fiery woman, Sinead O'Connor, dedication, and your kinship by affinity with Diana Beresford Kroger, another Irish fire sign who was also dissed and oppressed by her mother, and her mother died in a car crash, same as Sinead O'Connor. Okay, but going backstage. So we pledge, you know, and thank you so much, Monica. Oh, that's great. To speak for the trees, she pledges for Monica and Sebastopol, a bastion. Sebastopol is a bastion of visionary activists, dynamically, you know, whatever it is, participatory people. We're creeping into, okay, but we can do better. We've got plenty of time. Oh, that's very wonderful. Okay, that's right. So thank you, Monica. Thank you, Anonymous and Bay Point. Reciprocal blessing. Exactly. May it go well for you and for you. And that's really what the pledge dynamic wants to be, going, there you go, and circulate that, and, you know, and we're slowing money down so that it irrigates the hood, right, as opposed to sucking money and water out of the neighborhood with liquor stores and stadiums, and there, here we go. And Ben in Novato, another wonderful place, pledges for mutual aid, that's so great, you know, and other people that we've thanked already, but that's wonderful, wonderful. So... We are here, you know, and a mantle of protection is what Diana has been offering us. Diana Beresford Kroger. So we're offering three enticements, but it's a theme. It's a theme, really, you know, pledging for this part of us that is anarcho-entheo-animism. There we go. And endogenous indigenuity. That's good, too. So anarcho, we love the mutual aid Kropotkin, which is anarcho. It simply means without leader that the community itself is. And yes, it takes deep dedication to what is it to be a good citizen, but that's part of what Pacifica and the Visionary Activist Show, you know, honors in all of us. What are some guidelines to put on the table, you know, to be good citizens? So wildly enthused about offering the beautiful, physically beautiful and literarily beautiful Mutual Aid by Peter Kropotkin for a pledge of $150 or $15 a month. We've only just done a little teasing of Rachel Harris's book, Swimming in the Sacred, Wisdom from the Psychedelic Underground, but also quite useful. We want to put our vetting standards in play. It's a book dedicated to, like, as she said, even in the last little teeny clip, you know, let's not this, you know, marketing of entheogens as therapy. It's all right. It's okay. But let it not, you know, eclipse the deeper deal. It's like, yeah, you can work on your trauma. But the entheogens also do that. Yes, by all means. And then those who have been doing that for a while, you know, then it's really about, you know, making ourselves available. We are available. That's what Rachel and I talk about in the clip that we may or may not play. But, you know, the entheogens don't increase, you know, the beauty of nature. They make us more available to participating with it in this to and fro of blessing. And as she said, and as we know, you know, the plants, the medicine plants, all the plants, they know that we're all in trouble. There is grave danger of which we must be aware and inspired by, you know, to cooperate even more, you know. So I'm happy to be that we're offering that book, Swimming in the Sacred, Wisdom from the Psychedelic Underground, just to put some standards of discernment on the table. We like spicy insight, and as we said at the end of the clip, you know, to be deeply insightful with a kind heart. It's like, oh, that's really good. It takes practice. right? It takes practice, you know, and we get wise to our own game, you know, of finger wagging at people who are finger wagging and so on. And we go, no, 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 here we go. So part of the council here, you know, so we were offering mutual aid for a pledge of $150. We're offering swimming in the sacred for psychedelic discernment. We're offering to speak for the trees, Diana Beresford Kroger. So we have it. We have anarcho, entheo, animism. We have it. Just chant it to yourself. Oh, look, how wonderful. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. Look, wonderful humans. We're getting there. We're getting there. Claire in San Rafael, mutual aid, dedicated to the enduring wisdom of Caroline Casey. Wisdom, I wouldn't go that far, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah. Christmas in Monterey, California. How wonderful. You know, pledge for the movie. Awareness Talk blew our minds. It's Aware Glimpses of Consciousness. Yeah, there's many, many things at kpfa.org backstage that you can have. It's a festival of like, oh, okay. You know. And, you know, people are pledging for mutual aid a lot, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Kropotkin's, it's essential. It's an essential part of our collaborative culture. Speaking to us from the past, he's at our tea party with Alan Watts and Sinead O'Connor. Hi, we hope. There we go. Thank you for your dedicated life. And Barbie as Inanna, right? It's a tea party with pine needles and entheo. And remember Diana Beresford Kroger saying, you know, go into the pine forest, you always come out smarter. And part of what we didn't have time to play, but it's in, you know, if you're lonely, sit under a willow tree, because the salicylic acid will heal your sense of kinship. She's got a long, great riff on that. And again, so her book, you know, To Speak for the Trees, it's memoir. She's adorable and profound, but it leads us to, you know, Diana Beresford Kroger, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Forest. What I love about her and the show that we did together is, you know, Canada's forests are on fire. And she's fully aware. She's got her 1 square mile of Noah's Ark of trees that she's protecting. But she is full of informed enthusiasm, right? She knows fully the danger and the horror and the stupidity of humans and the all of that, you know, but her partnership with the trees is, we can do this. So what comes through Diana Beresford Kroger, part of all of us, is we can do this. It's crucial to be informed of the danger, like, oh, this is, you know, and many things that we'll be taking up in the unsuingness of all. But here's more fun enticement. Oh, that's really would be wonderful. 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. So what I'm especially enthused by, you can pick anything you want or give any amount that you want, you know, with a dedication, it becomes even more magic. This is for the Santa Cruz Otters, right? But this $1 million, this $5, this is for the orcas, you know, destabilizing the millionaire yachts, you know, off Mallorca. Wonderful songs about that. This is for the animals. This is for positive yang and the goodness of men as wizards. This is for, you know, women taking walnut shells, green walnut, and crushing it. It smells like lemon, and rubbing it on the inside of your arm prevents breast cancer. This is for, Diana also says, and the book is full of this, you know, pick up, have your kids also with their wonderful sweaty hands that you don't want them too clean, you know, to pick up pine needles and pine cones, because this will protect them from childhood leukemia. I trust her, you know. I mean, we entertain possibilities, but she's a mythologist with a deep science background and a bleeping jaunty attitude, right? So you're pledging for that part of all of us to be deeply informed, and we can do this. So To Speak for the Trees, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Forest, pretty essential for a pledge of $120. Or $12 a month, 800-439-5732. Whoops, we're a little slow. Perhaps we need to call in the important magic person. Is Laura still there?
Yes, Laura is here.
Oh, excellent. You've come to join our tea party.
Exactly.
That's right. I think we need you.
Wow.
So we're doing pretty good, but we've got a wonderful amount of time. And let's prime the pump.
Yeah, overall, KPFA is 65% of the way to the goal. So that's, 160,000 raised so far. We need 86,000 before tomorrow night. So we need lots of people to step up, which there are two callers on the line, which is excellent.
Oh,
and many people have called in. Thank you. Thank you. Diana Burstford Kroger. Wow, she's amazing. When I heard you talking to her, I'd never heard of her before. So I looked her up. I was like, wow. I found this quote. The core of the global bio plan is a simple idea. If every person on Earth planted one tree per year for the next 6 years, we would stop climate change in its tracks. The addition of those wonderful molecular machines which pull carbon from our atmosphere, fix it in wood, and bubble out oxygen in return would halt the rise of global temperature and return it to a manageable level. 300 million years ago, trees took an environment with a toxic load of carbon and turned it into something that could sustain human life. They can do it again.
Yes.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Wow.
And we've magnetized Anonymous in San Francisco. Thank you for mutual aid, where a team is getting stronger. It's great. No, that's a great thing, Laura, because Diana also says, like KPFA, Diana gives a lot away for free, for no money. And so her website, calloftheforest.ca, has customized tree guides for every location, wherever you are, about what trees to plant and how we'll do wonderful things. And so, all of this greatness. So. And then just when I hosted her, a listener wrote saying, thank you for the incredible interview with Diana today. Just finished listening to it. I've known about her for years, but never heard her. And I'm so glad it was on your show that I finally did. You guys are the perfect combo. We do have a fun dance. I was totally floored by how cool she is. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, that's great. And that's also what you're pledging for, appreciation that, these important parts of all of us get their voice here, and these are, scientific mystics and mystical scientists and crossers of borders. And, we like the syncretism. That's why I'm very fond of anarcho-entheo-animism. So we're inviting you to pledge for that. But so delighted by Anonymous in San Francisco. That's very wonderful. We're creeping into respectability, but we could be glorious. We could be glorious with money. Feel free to tap dance, Laura.
Well, you really have a plethora of riches of thank you gifts for people to go for if you'd like right now. These to speak for the trees, swimming in the sacred, or mutual aid, an illuminating factor of evolution, which is an amazingly beautifully illustrated book. All of these could be yours if you call us at 1-800-439-5732 or go to kpfa.org. But the best thing is just that by supporting us, you're supporting this show, the Visionary Activists, and Caroline Casey to be able to be broadcasting to everyone through KPFA, anyone who can afford to support us or not, anyone who knows about us or not could potentially stumble across this show because of your support, keeping this free, independent media platform alive for us to, have shows like the Visionary Activists and all the other amazing shows on KPFA. We offer a place for people in the community to be able to broadcast to others and in a way that's unfiltered by advertising. And that's why we have to be here right now asking for your support. Yes.
Right. I'm jumping back in with entheogens just for the fun of it. Because swimming in the sacred wisdom from the psychedelic underground, the clip that we didn't play you, although there's the full radio show and the fullness of backwards time. But just to put on the table, the elders who've been guiding entheo journeys for long time, they just say, crucial for any dedicated relationship to any plant, responsible to ourselves and to humanity. You know, responsible to selves and to humanity. And it's very much the Pacifica aspiration, right? Which is, you know, a healing dream for self and community, you know, a desire for self and community. And here's Laura, our team captain. You know, it's again for self and the community. That's really what we're pledging for in these dangerous, dangerous times full of so much ingenuity and beautiful, you know, solutions. You know, and so many ways to participate. The more knowledge, the more words, the more metaphors, the more avenues of participation. So we're offering, it's a little still. Pledge for your dog. I hear that lots of dogs listen to this show. Roar, roar, roar. They just can't use the cell phone. There we go. Pledging for dog, pledging for otters, pledging for orcas. But I like, you know, as Laura suggested, you know, Mutual Aid by Kropotkin, Anarcho, Swimming in the Sacred by Rachel Harris, Entheo, To Speak for the Trees, Diana Beresford Kroger, Animism. So, or all three. So Mutual Aid is for a pledge of $150 or $15 a month. Swimming in the Sacred for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. Speaking To Speak for the Trees for a pledge of $120 or $12 a month. Or any amount just to prime the pump. You know, Anonymous in San Francisco is our last so far participant. But, you know, come to the tea party, the Entheo, whatever I said, the anarcho-entheo animistic tea party that we're convening now for fun. You know, with trees, you know, and, you know, Diana said, lean against a tree, you know, we're similar to the DNA, you know, and she said, you know, visualize a tree in front of you. I know that, you know, I have a tree friend, and remember, thank you, Robert, thank you for your wisdom, Pixie and Elsa Bronto, that's great. So, all right, that's good, let's keep it going, but I love that. You know, and on the show, you know, Bill McKibben and Akaya Windwood, you know, and I said, well, who are your mentors? And I go, it doesn't need to be human, right? And Akaya said, you know, it's a redwood outside my window. and Bill is wonderful, indefatigable dedication, and did a little tap dance going, I'm not a tree hugger, because that's a dismissive term, but it is a tree, and I talk to it every day. And I go, you're safe here. Animism, part of all of us, is safe. You know, as the Thai say, because we were never colonized, we never lost our animism. Participatory animism is a truly, you know, it's part of our relaxed authenticity. And to not have that is where we've been snookered by colonial reality police. So entertaining participatory animism is part of our dedication by calling 800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. And we do have lots of, oh, look. There's somebody else in Los Angeles. That's wonderful. Yeah, and to Roy Tuckman, who first replayed the show in Los Angeles and who has gone backstage, maybe having tea with Sinead O'Connor, that would be quite like him. But pledge for all the wonderful, well, the breathing and the no longer breathing, you know. Thank you, Anonymous in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a great part of our community. Well, exciting. And thank you, Sean in Berkeley. I love you with a magic number. That's good. We're doing pretty good. What else can we do? How else shall we tap dance, Laura, in our last minute here?
Oh, well, I'd really just to help. We're really needing to ask you to help KPFA meet its summer goal overall. So thank you all. There's a lot of people who donated in this hour. We really appreciate it, but we need you to keep donating. So if you happen to not have been one of those people and you're listening to my voice right now, please give us a call, 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org.
And pledge for the backstage crew, the board ops are so wonderful Skookum teammates, you know, and thank you, Radha Keel, for board upping this show this hour, you know, and, you know, that's part of our whole dynamic is there's backstage invisible who do essential, crucial things, you know, and on stage, whatever it is, and then all of us listening in the mysterious invisible realms of telepathy. But and as Laura was saying, you know, well, she was saying 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. That's great. Okay, just a little more would be fun. It's a magic number now. It's kind of magic, but But I think another 500 in the last minute would be adorable, just for fun. So yes, we're all
And we're going to need to do a legal ID and wrap up the show. So
okay.
I'll do it.
Yeah, Rod will do it. Rod's in the background.
Rod will do it. That's
you're
right.
Listening.
Okay, Ogre.
You're listening to KPFA. KPFA 94.1, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at KPFA.com.